ओम ज्ञानतिमिरन्धस्य ज्ञानञ्जनशलाकाय चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः.
In this verse, Lord Krishna speaks of the rarity of pure devotional service. And in the purport, Srila Prabhupada elaborates on the desirability of pure devotional service. A very desirable situation is often very rare. They daydream about being very rich. They daydream, they imagine. But the number of very rich people is very few. Of course, being very rich in the worldly sense is not very valuable. And very rich doesn't mean very happy. So real wealth is to be rich in bhakti. But most people don't realize this. As Srila Prabhupada writes here, generally mankind is simply engaged in the animal propensities, namely eating, sleeping, defending and mating, and hardly anyone is interested in transcendental knowledge. Even what goes on in the name of religion in the world, most people, it's not for the sake of understanding God, but so they can get some blessings for their eating, sleeping, mating and defending. But to love Krishna, how many people want to love Krishna? How many people are serious? This verse was, we were just mentioning. Asra shava padaratam vinashtuma madarshanam namahatam karotuva yatha tata va vidata pilamputo nat prana nasas tu sa eva napara. You please give the translation. We don't have a stadium full of people which goes to underline the purport of this verse. If there's going to be reading from Bhagavad Gita as it is, knowledge of how to understand Krishna, then the people, they should be coming in thousands to listen, but they're not coming. Those who are coming, they're very fortunate. Those who have the fortune to take to Krishna consciousness, they are the most fortunate people in the universe. Everybody is chasing after false goals, trying to be happy with family, society, friendship and love. Tata vasaikate, bari, bindu sam. Sutamita Ramani Samaja, this society, friendship and love, it is like the happiness derived from that is like the happiness from getting one drop of water in the desert. We are so hopeful, yes, I will be happy with my society, friendship and love. But in the end, nada, kampaina, durash, nirash, in the end we simply have to say, Madhav, we were so hopeful of happiness, but in the end we find everything is turned to disappointment. So intelligent people do not endeavor for this imaginary happiness. Shruti Sukh, this Prahlad Maharaj called it Shruti Sukh, that which is heard of as happiness. We hear from others that if we have money and nice family, then we shall be happy. But it's only we only hear of it, but we don't actually experience it because that happiness is not happiness. So really intelligent persons, they endeavor for the opportunity to serve Krishna in pure love. So those who are taken to this Krishna conscious mode, they're the most fortunate people. And if we really understand what we're doing, then we should take this opportunity very seriously. By the power of Maya, it's possible to be complacent in devotional service also. But as we were reading yesterday, those who are Mahatmas, they are satataram kirtayanto vam yatanta drudhavata. They're always engaged in kirtan, and they do so with great determination. So, understanding this opportunity, we should take it very seriously. And also, we should try to act in a way that others can also get this opportunity. People are suffering for lack of Krishna consciousness. You are going door to door distributing Srila Prabhupada's books. Yep. And you're seeing people, they're living in some bungalow and they're thinking everything is very nice. I have my bungalow and my air conditioner and my TV and my dog. Everything is nice. But devotees see this as like a prison, trapped in the illusion, thinking I'm happy in this material world. They do not know what is the actual life of Krishna consciousness. So, most of you in this small group here are fairly new brahmacharis who are taking up Krishna conscious seriously. Brahmachari means serious. Otherwise, not Brahmachari, it's Mayachari. Brahmachari means Brahmacharity iti Brahmachari, one who's moving in spiritual consciousness. So there's no use to be a Brahmachari if one has the same aims and ambitions as everyone else in the world. Brahmachari means Brahmachari Guru Kule Vasam Danto Guru Ritam Acharan Dasavam Nicho Sudhridha Guru Sudhridham. Brahmachari lives in the place of the Guru. He's not holding on to his mother's side, he's holding on to the lotus feet of the Guru. And he doesn't think, he is not living thinking how I can get my advantage. Everyone in this world is thinking how I can get my own benefit. The Brahmachari lives in the Gurukul thinking how I should act in a way that my Guru will be satisfied. And very humble in his behavior. He's just like a menial servant. In the Brahmachari ashrams there are no strikes, revolutions, there are no trade unions. But simply one acts as a humble and menial servant. Yeah. And whereas in the material world, everyone is trying to promote themselves as a big shot. But in Brahmachari life, one is thinking of himself as a little shot. Spiritual life means just the opposite of material life. Instead of trying to stand on everyone's head and kick on everyone's head, the devotee becomes the servant of everyone. Dasavana Asharan Nicho Sudhirda Guru Sudhridam. And the Brahmachari acts in a way with very great affection for Guru. So this is the great opportunity of Brahmachari life. Huh? I've written this book on Brahmachari life because it's such a good opportunity for making spiritual advancement. As I wrote in the very beginning of the book, that non-devotees, they cannot appreciate this. They will think that, well, you're just spoiling your life. In Salem, our devotees are staying in a rented apartment. And in the adjoining apartments, there are young men, I think from Kerala or somewhere, they're just renting the apartment. And they work all day, and then they come at night, and they're smoking and drinking and playing this common, what's that called?
Kiran.
Kiran.
Terrible.
Until 2 o'clock in the morning. Every night, very important. Clicking. Sometimes they bring prostitutes. So what a contrast between our devotees and them. I was telling Krishnadas, our pujari there, that Krishnadas, how you're wasting your life. You could also be working, earning money, drinking, smoking, playing charades, and having prostitutes. What a difference if you see Krishnadas and you see these other men. Krishnadas or any of the dasas, and they all look so miserable and talented. He looks so effulgent in Krishna consciousness. So devotees, they become effulgent with the bliss of Krishna. They get spiritual shakti. The more we dedicate ourselves to Krishna, the more we become blissful. It's just that's the way it works. So take this opportunity. It's a great opportunity to preach Krishna consciousness. Of course, Brahmachari has to study carefully also. Read these books very carefully. You must make the habit of reading these books. Try to spread this knowledge to others. It's a simple life. There are no big headaches. That comes later. When you become more senior, get more responsibility, then so many headaches come. But that's also blissful, because that's for Krishna. I just got a phone call from Salem that they've secured some new land just outside the city for building a temple. So I congratulated Kukul Chandra telling me that you're making a contract to put yourself into anxiety for the next so many years. 5 crores, but he doesn't even have the 75,000 to make the down payment. So he's pledged himself to a life of anxiety. But that is also blissful. It's not that he's building some apartment so that he can live there and be in Maya. But he wants to build a temple for Krishna so that we can teach people how to come out of Maya. Otherwise there's no point to build a temple. There's so many temples being built. It's just people come, they see, and they go. And their life doesn't change. But our ISKCON centers, they give people knowledge and inspiration how to actually become Krishna conscious, how to actually make advancement in spiritual life. People are very anxious to go to Tirumalai or Balaji Darshan. But actually, for actual spiritual development, it's much better to come here. You may say, well, how is that? Tirumalai is famous, ancient temple. If you go there, you'll wait so long and then you'll get in a queue and you'll take 2 second darshan and that's it. There's no kirtan, there's no instruction, there's no guidance in spiritual life. So we're not saying don't go there, but this little rented house here, you'll get actually more of the substance for which temples are supposed to provide. Of course, people don't appreciate that. That's why we have to build temples. Because people come, they, when there's a big fancy building and a big deity, and then people like to come. They don't, actually all these things are not required for us so much. The whole process of chanting and hearing about Krishna, we can conduct that without big temples. But just to attract the public to hear this message, such temples are required. So gradually in due course of time, all these things should develop here also. It's always a struggle in the beginning. But the beginning time is actually the most blissful. The more struggle, the more bliss, actually. Try to do something here. Of course, Vellore is just one of many thousands of towns all over the world, but somehow or other, you've come to Krishna consciousness here, so try to help to develop something. Gradually, by Lord Chaitanya's desire, that should spread everywhere more and more. So everyone take it up with heart and soul, and you have the opportunity to become one of those rare persons who can, among thousands of men who take up Krishna consciousness. Of course, by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's blessings, by his desire, what was formerly very rare, anyone can take it up. So try to make others fortunate by spreading Krishna consciousness. Krishna consciousness, we can spread it by preaching, also by our own personal ideal behavior and our own absorption in Krishna consciousness. If we're actually in Krishna consciousness, that itself is attractive to persons who are looking for genuine spiritual life. When devotees are seriously striving and cooperating together to spread Krishna consciousness, a very blissful atmosphere is created. So whoever comes, we want to bring them into Krishna consciousness. So that's my little message to you here this evening. Hare Krishna. Any question?
He is reading Brahmacharya book. He's following it, first finding some details, like in some places he said we should not be a, in something, some places we should not be a chapel, we should not chapel.
Not wear chapels?
So he is saying, like in the Brahmacharya book, the Brahmacharya could live absent but as possible, that I am following to the most of the extent. But in one place it is written, we have written about the traditional Brahmachari. There will not be a chapel, there will not be a shed. That also we have to follow. Like
no, we shouldn't follow. They have to wear this belt made of metal and hold a stick. Yeah. Circumstances are different in the modern era. The details are different, but the purpose is the same.
He says to become an ideal Brahmachari. He says anything else is there, that following the book is enough.
I didn't keep any secrets. I'm not cheating. But one important thing I put in that book is that our main aim is not to be a Brahmachari, but to be a devotee. Devotee means Brahmachari. We're not so much concerned with the showing I'm a brahmachari as actually trying to develop our devotion. We should understand that brahmacharya is a means and not an end.
He is saying, we are chanting sincerely. Like we are saying that when we chant, we should remember Krishna. But even we practice chanting also, even if it makes so much effort also, actually so many thoughts come.
It's a common question. Mind is very disturbed. The primary symptom of Kali Yoga. Upadruta. The mind is very disturbed. But we should go on chanting. Gradually. Gradually by mercy of Guru and Krishna, then our chanting will improve. You have a question?
Some people are very easy to follow brahmacharya. So, they do samskar. For some devotees, it is very easy to practice brahmacharya. Some is difficult because of great samskar. So, the samskar can be changed.
I'm going to translate the question. The whole process of bhakti is based on the understanding that by good association we can transcend our material background and come to the spiritual platform. But it may be that the samskaras are very strong, but that shouldn't affect our advancement in Krishna consciousness.
If one is not fit for lifetime brahmachari life, then he can get married and continue Krishna consciousness in family life, that's all.
On the road, some car may be going very fast and another one more slowly, but they're both heading towards the same goal. They'll both reach their eventually.
What?
They'll both reach the same destination. So if you're not practiced to drive fast, then you can drive slowly. And driving slowly, in some ways, that's safer also. So we have to see what's suitable for each person. Generally, of course, the household life means so much absorption in things which have got nothing to do with Krishna consciousness. If one has the opportunity to practice brahmacharya life, then it's a very wonderful opportunity to quickly make progress in Krishna consciousness. Sorry, I couldn't understand.
Brahmacharya
is a householder, right? Like Andhakupam. Brahmacharya doesn't say that, Shastra says.
Yes, he
means
he's in
Shastra.
So, he doesn't
want
to change.
Well, it's Andha if the Grihastha is Andha. Bhaktivinoda Thakur wasn't in a blind well. So, we'll finish that one. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki.